Some went on in this manner for months before dying. A very few survived and regained consciousness, but not their former liveliness. They existed in a state of profound apathy, like extinct volcanoes, in the words of one doctor. In 10 years the disease killed some 5 million people, and then quietly went away. It didn't get much lasting attention because in the meantime an even worse epidemic, indeed the worst in history, swept across the world. It is sometimes called the Great Swine Flu Epidemic, and sometimes the Great Spanish Flu Epidemic, but in either case it was ferocious. World War I killed 21 million people in 4 years. Swine flu did the same in its first 4 months. Almost 80% of American casualties in the First World War came not from enemy fire, but from flu. In some units, the mortality rate was as high as 80%. Swine flu arose as a normal, non-lethal flu in the spring of 1918, but somehow, over the following months, no one knows how or where, it mutated into something more severe. A fifth of victims suffered only mild symptoms, but the rest became gravely ill and often died. Some succumbed within hours, others held on for a few days. In the United States, the first deaths were recorded among sailors in Boston in late August 1918, but the epidemic quickly spread to all parts of the country. Schools closed, public entertainments were shut down, people everywhere wore masks. It did little good.